You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey guys, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast. Today is December 7th, 2023, and thanks for hanging with me. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to check out the YouTube channel, and then make sure that you head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to give the blog some love. Follow me on all the different social medias and check out the links down below. So, December 7th, that means that we have 4 weeks left until the new year. Kind of exciting, kind of scary, kind of, oh my God, why are we already in December? And if you're like me and most of the rest of the nation, you have probably not gotten any or all of your Christmas shopping done, and I am one of those people. So, if you've been playing along, I have had a lot of car troubles lately, and I am maintaining cautious optimism in the fact that my car is going to stay up and running and not cause me any other problems and or issues. And we are hoping and praying that that continues its trajectory. And so, with the car issues, I have had to put out copious amounts of money to get it all taken care of, and that has eaten into the old Christmas fund. So, you know, I'm doing the best I can with what I have available to me, which is what I tell all of you to do all the time. Do what you can with what you have available to you. So, here we are. Oh, man. And winter in the Pacific Northwest has shown up with all of her wintry bullshit. Most namely, all the rain and torrential downpours. Thankfully, no snow as of yet. But I'm sure before it's said and done, we will have at least 1 or 2 days of snow and all of the bullshit that accompanies that as well. So, while I've had my car in the shop, I have just been taking the opportunity to work on my book and just kind of piddle around the house and get some things done, get some stuff organized, throw a lot of stuff away, and so on and so forth. And I got to make an appointment with my friend's son to see if I can get him to come over sometime before the holidays to work on my sink, and I have just a little bit of money set aside for that. And then I will be completely broke yet again. But, you know, I did a vision board a couple of weeks ago with some friends, and I'm feeling really good about the stuff that I have on there. It's really superficial things like communication, gaining new perspective, travel and explore, reconnect with nature and my spiritual side, like focusing on obtaining domestic happiness and things like that. So, you know, I've really switched my thought process, and having this downtime has really helped a lot with that. Now, I'm not going to lie and say that I haven't had a lot of depression here and there. And most of it is situational depression because of one thing or another, but for the most part, it's not like a crippling depression that's like held me in place and made me feel total shit, but still depression nonetheless. And, you know, it's depression over my health right now with all the new health issues going on, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. And like my house and the holidays, my car, friends and family, and so on and so forth. So yeah, it's definitely been interesting. But if you've been following along on YouTube, I have a few new things coming up, and my doctor wants to kind of get those addressed and wants me to do a cardiac stress test and wants me to look into like things revolving around all of that. So not too hip and keen on the idea of having to do a chemical induced cardiac stress test, and I'm going to fight that tooth and nail so then that way I don't have to do it, because I don't want to be on the examination table with my heart like beating and fluttering and having all kinds of bullshit happening to it, and the probability of me having a severe panic attack and all that other stuff just does not sound like a good time to be had. So I'm hoping that the cardiologist will call me and I will have a chance to talk over things with them. If there is a way to reverse the injection or the chemicals that they put into your body to cause your heart to speed up and race, if there's a way to like dial that back with like another injection or something and it's instantaneous, then I may consider it. But if I just have to sit there and suffer through it, then that's not going to be a good time had by anyone, and I will in turn refuse to do those testing. So I've got to be, you know, sometimes you just got to be your own advocate, and this is one of those times where I'm advocating that this is not something that's going to happen. What else is going on? Working on the book, and I have 136 pages left, so I'm really excited about that, and am loving the fact that I am almost at the conclusion of it. Starting in January, I'm going to post the website for the book and open up the mailing list and stuff. And I also got to start getting together all of the things that I'm going to need for my reviewers and stuff, and find said reviewers and go from there. So it's all coming along really, really well, and I'm really excited for how it's turning out. Like, I'm starting to get goosebumps thinking about it. I still have, 12, 13, 14. I still got about 14 months to get it all situated. So, I'm planning on having the book completely finished, edited, and everything by January or February of this following year of 2025, and then have it completely published and ready to go by March of 2025, and doing the book launch party and all that other stuff. And I'll be doing, I'm thinking that I'm going to do a virtual launch as well as a brick and mortar launch, but I have yet to decide on that, and that's something that I don't have to really think about until the very, till almost the very end. And then I also got to figure out where I'm going to be hosting and all that other stuff. I think that I want to have it kind of like a small, intimate venue. So I have a couple of ideas. I just need to see about getting them utilized. But anyways, so that's what's been going on. Stress and creativity and playing video games. The newest video game that I got is Star Trek Prodigy. And it follows the cast and crew of Star Trek Prodigy off of Paramount. And it is a cartooned version of... Or not a cartooned version, but it is an animated Star Trek show. And really, really good. If you like Star Trek and you haven't seen it and you get a chance to watch it, check out Star Trek Prodigy over on Paramount Plus. So that's all that's really been going on. And I hope that you all are doing well. Please leave me any questions, comments, or concerns in the comment section down below. And let me know what you got going on for the holidays and all that other fun stuff. I would really love to hear it. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. It's a really quick update today. So yeah, questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comment section down below or shoot me an email, hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And like I said, follow me on all the social medias, check out the links below, and I will talk to you all later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.